No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into 2 parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Fantastic place to pick up a brand new Yamaha golf cart. Maybe a used one, too, if you wanted to. You can have those things tricked out to look however you want them to look. You can buy them right off the floor with, you know, what they have on them when they roll off the old assembly line. Or you can have them tricked out. That's up to you. Find out more at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. You can also pick up a side-by-side. Those look like so much fun. Maybe it's a utility vehicle for you. Maybe it's a fun vehicle for you. Maybe a motorcycle, a go-kart, an e-bike, a scooter. They have all of these products at Impact Power Sports. They're in Rockford, Michigan, but you can find them online, and you can buy from anywhere in the U.S., at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Last night, I'm just going to get right to it. I was given a recommendation to watch a show. I rarely take anyone up on these recommendations, and I don't know what got into me. Darla just opened up the door. Welcome back, Darla. I thought you were wanting to spend the day in the bedroom, but welcome to you. I so rarely watch shows that I was like, yeah, I'm, you know, whatever. Linda had recommended this to me on Saturday. I don't even think she had watched it when she recommended it to me. And so I'm like, well, I kind of want to go to bed. I'm tired. It's like 8:45. And I'm like, well, I do need the rest. I really do, because I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before. And I go, I have a feeling that this is the type of show that if I watch it, it's going to wind me up. I don't know why, because I started to get the idea that this was something that everyone was starting to watch. Like, this is starting to get the vibe of like a show that everybody's getting on board with. Hang on a second. I'll explain what's going on in a second. Okay, I'm back. I can't even explain what's going on, because if I explain I am going to end up being in a bad, I'm going to put people in a bad spot. And I can't even say anything more about this, about what I just did. All right, let's back up. I said, all right, I'm going to go ahead and watch this show. But I was worried that it was going to, you know, and I was right. It really wound me up. So much so that it affected my sleep all night. Now, I think we need to do a discussion show. We need to watch this goddamn show and do a discussion of it. No, Linda says, I'm sorry, Eric. No. That's totally cool. It's an amazing piece of material. And just so you know, the material that is covered is all factual. Like, this all happened. And you're going to see a lot of interviews with all of the people involved. I went into it blind. Though Linda had told me kind of like a preview of it, I had forgotten that. So when I started watching it, I had no idea what was happening in this show. Now, no, I'm not going to talk about it in any way, shape, or form. But we need to have a moment when we break this down. So I'm going to make this a homework assignment for you on Netflix. Please watch The Unknown Number, High School Catfish. Nick says, well, I guess Documentary Club wasn't such a bad idea. Yeah, I don't know if I can get behind a set in stone club where we, all right, we're watching it and we're doing it. But this as a one-off has to happen. This kept me up. I didn't sleep last night. I woke up today. It was the first thing I was thinking about. It's a 90-minute watch. It's fast. And my fucking mind is blown. My mind is blown. The last time I felt this way from a TV show, it was the Netflix show Making a Murderer, but that was a long burn. The frustration level in that was unbelievable. So David writes, the first episode was crazy. What the hell? That's the only episode. It's a 90-minute documentary style movie. Were you under the impression that there's more episodes of this? Because if you are, that's not what's happening. Maybe you're thinking about something else. But, I'm kind of at a loss for words because I don't want to say anything that can tip anybody off because I just want you to be completely blind about it. Amanda sent me a link about it. And she goes, yeah, you can talk about this. And I go, no, I can't. Because anything about this thing is not a good idea to actually break down in any way, shape, or form. I want you all to watch this damn thing. In fact, I'm kind of getting in my own way because I didn't even think big picture, and I kind of did something in the last day or so that is somewhat revealing. So I should watch it too. I should be careful what I say. It's such a bizarre mind fuck, this show. It's going to leave you goddamn furious. I even wrote that to Linda. I go, yeah, somebody needs to die. Like if someone wound up dead after the fact, I'd be jumping up and down. I would find out where that person's buried and piss on their grave. That's how fucked up this story is. Murder lover Linda says that Beale City is not north of I-10, but definitely hard living area. Oh, without a doubt. Big Buddha 001 says worse than Tiger King. The problem with comparing Tiger King to this is one episode, and it's a moment in time where something sinister, one of the most sinister things that I've ever heard happening has happened. It really has me for a loss because I want to discuss it with you further, but I'm going to have to wait until we schedule our The Unknown Number, the High School Catfish discussion group for this episode. And I think we need to do it like quick. I'm not sure what everybody's, you know, I'm thinking about, let's see, like tonight or tomorrow night. Let's make it tonight. Let's strike while the iron is hot. You all have a homework assignment. ...6 p.m. tonight, we are going to discuss at length The Unknown Number. Okay, now, when I watched this and I was done, the first thing I did was I started looking shit up. I needed to have more conversation about this, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, so I couldn't talk to Linda, but she was probably up looking for jobs. But anyway, I went and looked up various things online, and I'm like, holy shit. I even mentioned it on the radio show today on the Insane Asylum on Q100 twice. So 6 p.m. tonight. Join me on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's where we go for moments like this to discuss this fucking show. What a mind fuck. And let me tell you something. You don't even need to be looking at it to watch it, okay? So if you put it on while you're doing something and can just hear the conversations, maybe like when a new voice comes in, you make sure who it is until you get caught up as to who's talking, because there's multiple people that talk in this, so you can make sure that you're following along okay. Dude, this was insane. What a ridiculous mind fuck. And it was one that I did not see coming at all. And I don't think anybody else has. This might be one of the most fantastical jobs by the storytellers who came up with this show. And the thing about it is, you're dating back to like 2020. I have no idea. I had no idea that this even occurred in the first place. And it was discussed as a news story back then. And I'm like, I don't ever recall hearing any bit about this. But it is intensely viral right now. And it's still gaining steam. There are still people who are, we're kind of like on the edge of the, on the crest of the wave on this. The storytelling here is ridiculous. And I kept like checking the timer bar as to how much time is left. I was like, oh my God, I couldn't wait to find out who the fuck. Oh shit. 6 p.m. tonight. We're gonna break this fucking show down. Megan writes, thank you for being nice to me. I'm always nice to you. Everybody's nice to you. Why wouldn't they be? We did a big fraud Wednesday yesterday, and it was jammy time with Megan. And that was fun. Okay, timeout. Unfortunately, I just had to put another member of the goddamn audience in timeout. So now I've had to do that twice. I haven't banned anybody or given a timeout in extended time, but today I've done it twice. And apparently, I just need to stress to you. If you make any comments about this show, it's going to affect the outcome for the people who are going to watch it. And I want them to not have any type of influence with your comments. I've worked very hard to keep it as vague as possible. And there have now been two moments in time in the first 20 minutes of this show where I've had to do that. And now's not the time to discuss it because most of the people that are in the chat have not actually watched this show. And I said, all right, here's your homework assignment. Let's watch it. You've got till 6 p.m. Eastern time when we start, and then we can go ahead and discuss it then. That doesn't mean make a comment about what you thought happened now. I don't even want to stress what was particularly, who even said it. And you might be able to figure that out because when I drop the hammer, you're able to see who we're looking at. Corey writes, Snape kills Dumbledore. Yeah, that's the level that we're dealing with here. Tyler says, it's like choosing the next book club book and immediately telling everyone what happens at the end of that book. LOL. Yeah, and I don't know if you folks have seen the two comments that were made, but for fuck's sake, shh. All right. Ben Glaze checks in via text. He just finished up his procedure to stretch his throat. We talked about that on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That I will reveal to you. He revealed that today was the day that he goes into the doctor's office to get that done. And I don't even know how that works. He wrote, I just got out after my procedure. They did not have to stretch my throat, apparently, since I could already take the biggest dick available. Yeah, I don't know what to believe there. Did they actually say you don't need it? Or is it just like you're just being a smartass? I mean, unless you actually are. Yeah, I don't know. Either way, I hope it went okay. He says no stretching was necessary.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, I'm really, really gun-shy with the chat today because this has happened twice now. No comments at all on unknown number. The only thing you can say is, wow, or that was amazing, or what the fuck, or I can't wait till 6 p.m. on Patreon. Do not comment. Please. If I get the impression that there is a malicious attempt to ruin it, we're looking at a full-on, irrevocable banning. All right. We just don't want that. Today's a bit of a weird day because I looked over the things to talk about and there are next to none. This is one of those weirdo moments in time. Kuipers says, no spoilers, but my Facebook page has a spoiler. Not anymore. There is no spoiler there. I don't know what you're talking about. I see what you did there. And I was put in temporary timeout for a period of time. That's a great thing you said there. There's no question. Absolutely true what Kuipers just said. No spoilers, but my Facebook page has a spoiler. My Facebook page has no spoiler right now. Bob says Vader is Luke's father. Corey writes, Planet of the Apes happens on Earth. That one's okay. Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. That's okay, too. Nevertheless, watch this show. You're going to love it. It is so fucking ridiculous. I was fucking furious. All right. The NFL starts tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You've got the Cowboys at the Eagles, Thursday night football. I'm not really interested in that. The Cowboys are a disaster. They're probably going to be terrible. If they upset the Super Bowl champion Eagles, it'll be amazing. And then the Lions open up Sunday at the Green Bay Packers. There's talk that the Packers, you know how they picked up that stud defensive player, Micah Parsons, that guy might not even play. Like, he's got some type of back injury. Did you know that in that deal, this is interesting to me. Micah Parsons is now the highest paid non-quarterback ever. He was offered by Jerry Jones a 5-year contract at $40 million a year. He ended up going to Green Bay and has a 4-year contract at $45 million a year. So that was the separation. So I guess, I don't know. I mean, is that much of a big deal that you uproot, leave your team? And then after you got traded, you wrote, I didn't want this to happen. This was not my plan. I think that's kind of fucked up. I don't know if I can get behind a guy. I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous. And he still had 1 year left in the deal that he was on right now. Now, maybe there's more to it that I'm missing. By comparison, Aiden Hutchinson, this is the last year of his contract. Same position. And Aiden Hutchinson is not demanding a new deal. He's like, well, I don't know. My agent takes care of those things, and I'm just looking forward to playing. You know, there's no way that guy is going to, like, just say, all right, pay me more. I want you to renegotiate my deal. Wouldn't it be great as well if you actually played out and appropriately played out the contract that you signed in the first place? Like, you agreed to it. You signed it. How about just, you know, do the contract and then come back around. And then when that one is up, get a new one. Becca Shea is back and says, sorry, I wasn't trying to ruin it. I don't believe you were. I don't believe that anybody has tried to ruin it. Nor am I mad at you. I wasn't trying to ruin it on my own. It's very easy to get caught up in this show. It's a I can't believe it fucking type of show. It's intense. 6 p.m. tonight. You need to have this show watched on Netflix. 90 minutes of your time. 90 minutes of your time. That's all you need. During a Big Fraud Wednesday yesterday, we went and did a blow-by-blow account of Chris's brain surgery, Chris K. I completely forgot this, but on Friday of last week, Chris had, I don't think there's any brain surgery that exists that is routine. You know, it's the brain. I don't think there's any surgery that is routine. They went ahead. And this is a little bit graphic. So if you're triggered by this, just letting you know. They cut off the top of his head. And they took it off. You know how, like, when you cut a pumpkin to pull the guts out? That's what they did. Tyler says, easy, you're going to vagal yourself. No, I'm good. They cut the top of it off. And you're looking, the images that I shared, and I'll put them in the show notes of the audio podcast on Patreon. You're looking down at his brain. And the docs went ahead, these unbelievable minds, steady hands, were able to remove this tumor out of his brain. It's like this big. My God. And he's totally fine. In fact, when I saw him chatting yesterday, then I was reminded because somebody said, hey, Chris, how you doing? I'm like, holy shit, that's right. He had brain surgery. Ugh. Yeah, we broke that down. And if you're like into that stuff, because there are people who look at images like that and they're like, oh, I love this. Now, I don't, but I was able to make my way through it. I don't know why, how I was able to make my way through that. Yet, when I cut my foot with the chainsaw, I passed out when the doctor said, oh boy, yeah, you did a number on it. It's quote unquote to the bone. And that was it. In fact, just saying that now, it makes my hands tingle. Yet, I'm able to look at the inside of his brain. Amy says, yeah, they were great brain meat picks. Oh, my God. I'll say this, Chris. Your brain, it looks delicious. Like, if someone said, hey, man, how about we get some brain fillets and grill them? I'd be like, yeah, let's do it. Let's cut up some brain. I don't know if there's any cultures that do that, you know, remove a brain from a beast. Or if you're on like that Sentinel Island, they do it with people and actually like, oh, this is a beautiful brain. Let's cut it up into 1-inch brain slabs and grill up some brain. Nick says, I used to watch that show Operation that would show the whole thing. Yeah, I've never watched that. Maybe because it's a still image I'm able to make it through. Linda says, EZ, you and I touched brain meat before in the anatomy class. Yeah, the anatomy lab at Central Michigan University. You walk in there and you smell the formaldehyde. And right away, there's an old lady on a slab. And these people donated their bodies to science. So, you know, they wound up here. Like each donation, like this one lady who was on there, she was on there for like 15 years, her body. And after a certain amount of time, like, all right, it's got to go. But they last a long time. After every time you're done doing your identification in the class, you got to spray it down with like there's like formaldehyde in a spray bottle. Like Windex. So you spray it down. You got your mask on and your gloves on. So bizarre. And there's literally, you can take her head and lift off the skull cap. Kind of like Chris's surgery. Like, oh, wow, there it is. And then it's all cut like in an appropriate way so you can identify different structures. That class... I wonder in the history of the class how many people have dropped it after walking in to that house of horrors that is the anatomy lab. And Linda says, I wonder if Central Michigan University had the same bodies when you took the class 3 years after me. They last a long time. I wonder if any of those... If there are any, like, defective individuals that ever took the class and, like, something unlocked and they, like, had sex with the body. Murder lover Linda says the black lungs fascinated me and I've never smoked because of it. Megan says one of them at Grand Valley had a penis pump. That was the talk of the anatomy classes. Not only could you examine the brain, but there was also other brains that were out of the body. And one that was cut like down the middle and you could look at a cross section. And then there was actually a brain steak. Remember I was telling you that It was cut like a ribeye. It was a half inch. It was the most delicious looking brain ever. Scott's here. He says that they actually rotate the bodies quite often. Black Belt Nick writes, I went to the bodies exhibit that had all the plasticized bodies on display. When I was living in Knoxville, Tennessee, there's an area of the University of Tennessee campus where they study the effects of the elements on the deceased for forensic classes and medical study. They call it the body farm, and Josh knows what I'm talking about. I think he's in the area because he wrote body farm right when I said body farm. People donate their bodies. And they go, all right, hey, thanks. And they're like, oh, what are you gonna use the body for? Well, they don't want to tell you because they're just gonna like drag this body out and just set it outside, and then they catalog hour by hour what changes are taking place to the body, hour by hour, day by day, week by week. And they use that data because when that happens in the real world, they're able to say, all right, well, how long has this person been dead? Well, it says here that, when the bugs eat out the eyes, that's typically at this amount of time. Chris says, I have an entire photography book on the body farm. So is that like a coffee table book? So you're at your house and then there's images from Hubble. Body farm fun. Interesting, no doubt. Kind of like that macabre sense of interesting that we all kind of develop. I think this could be almost like I know it is, that at about this time of year, the interest goes up dramatically in 9/11. Considering that this is 24 years ago, coming up in 1 week, 9/11. And I actually had Megan reach out to me. It's the same thing. She's like, again, she is a twin of mine. We're very, very similar. And she goes, hey, I need to watch that one thing you had referenced before about 9/11. And as soon as she said that, I immediately, like that night, I started looking up what I told her to watch. So if you were to watch the 9/11 documentary by the Naudet brothers, Naudet. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.